Massive accident happened on eastbound I-96 near Coopersville, Michigan, about 18 miles northwest of Grand Rapids. Pileup started with just three cars, but a whiteout prevented dozens of other vehicles from avoiding the collision. 20 people taken to hospitals. Community of Kirkwood, Missouri, still recovering from last week's deadly shooting rampage that killed six people. Two police officers and three city officials died when a disgruntled businessman opened fire during a city council meeting. The shooter was killed by police. The final chapter of the Hollywood writers' strike unfolding, and writers could be back to work by the middle of the week after a bitter three-month-long strike that has essentially shut down TV and film production.
There are warts in this. There are windows in this contract. It's not the best contract, but it's definitely the best contract we could have gotten under the circumstances.
Tentative deal reached Sunday night. WGA members will vote on the contract on Tuesday. This is USA Radio Network News.
For every kid, a bowl of fun. Noodle slurps for everyone. Campbell's chicken noodle possibilities. Soup that mom feels good about. Soup kids love without a doubt. Campbell's chicken noodle possibilities.
Made with fresh noodles and no artificial flavor. Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
Campbell's, good possibilities.
You get upset and overreact, and something, the experience, gets inside your head, and you get upset with that, make yourself worse. You can break this vicious cycle. Log on to FHU.com and read Post-Traumatic Stress Syndrome. We all have it. Listen to my radio program, Advice Line, live streaming on FHU.com, 10 to midnight, Pacific Time, and on over 100 stations. For my book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, call 866-RADIO-ROY. I'm Roy Masters.
Richard A. Fear and Associates, right here in Barrington, is reminding everyone to please give blood. By doing so, you may save a life of a child, surgery patient, or accident victim. So give blood. It's safe, it's simple, and it's needed. This important message, courtesy of the fine staff at Richard A. Fear and Associates at 800 South Northwest Highway in Barrington, specializing in all your personal and corporate fringe benefit plan needs. Call 847-315-300. That's Richard A. Fear and Associates, serving the Barrington community with pride.
Philly G's in Vernon Hills has the perfect dinner waiting for you. They offer amazing appetizers like baked clams and portobello Rockefeller, incredible salads, scampi marinara, and melt-in-your-mouth lobster tail. Those are just a few of the amazing choices you have at Philly G's. Come in and make sure to enjoy the flavorful petite filet mignon and saucy chicken marsala. It's not Italian food without some of the most incredible pasta, like stuffed shells that are about to erupt. Philly G's serves lunch and caters. For information or reservations, call 847-634-1811.
Hi, I'm Coach Mike Ditka. Through its local and national programs, the Chicago Lighthouse for People Who Are Blind or Visually Impaired has been opening doors to opportunities, choices, jobs, and independence for people who are blind since 1906. More than ever, age-related macular degeneration and other eye diseases related to aging are affecting millions of Americans. Specially trained doctors at our low vision rehabilitation clinic can prescribe magnification and telescopic lenses to improve visual functioning. Visit our website at www.chicagolighthouse.org or call us at 312-666-1331. Please support the programs at the Chicago Lighthouse or your local agency for people who are blind.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
The following paid program is sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications. Opinions expressed do not necessarily represent those of staff and management of WRMN Radio.
And welcome to Freedom Rings. I am your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. Political season is still in full gear. We just had Super Tuesday and kind of some disappointing results from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ron Paul campaign goes on. And contrary to what you may have heard in the establishment press, Ron Paul, apparently, it's not for sure yet, but he may have won three states already. Saturday, he did very well in Washington in the beauty contest, which doesn't mean anything. The beauty contest straw poll in Washington State. Ron Paul took third, 21%. I think McCain had 25% and Huckabee 24% or something like that. But that was just the beauty contest. In the delegate count, from what we understand, we're pretty sure that Ron Paul got the majority of the delegates. Or I should say a plurality, more than anybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
So very well could have won that state. Now, it's significant. Winning states is significant because my understanding is that the rules of the Republican convention dictate that in order to be nominated for president at the convention, you have to have at least won five states. Now, we're pretty sure Ron Paul's won Washington. There's reports from Alaska caucuses. They believe they have a plurality of delegates won there, too. And then there's Louisiana, we've talked about before, that might have to go to court. But a lot of rules violated, and I think if the rules are followed, Ron Paul may have won that state, too. So that's three out of five, and
mm-hmm.
There's still more primaries and caucuses to go. And with Romney out of the picture, I think that gives a lot of license for people to vote for what they believe in, instead of trying to pick the horse race winner, which is so hard to defeat that concept in people's minds, evidently.
It is hard.
And on the local front, Oberweis finally won an election, I guess.
Well, he won a primary. He didn't win the election. Yeah, yeah.
Primary, exactly. So he has to face a Democratic opponent, and it occurs to me, I just wonder, for these special elections, I wonder what provisions in the law there is for a third-party candidate or an independent to run for these special elections.
Mm-hmm.
They have the primaries for the Democrat and the Republican, but I just wonder how you get on the ballot if you're an independent or a third party.
Now, when
this election, I bet you there's not even a provision for that.
Well, I was doing the election coverage on Tuesday night as the results were coming in, and there's a couple of candidates running for the Green Party.
There you go. I forgot about that. They are on the ballot.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we got the Green Party also. That's interesting.
No, I'm not sure if they were. If you got 1,000, 5,000 signatures, you're good to go. I think that's all the requirements that are. I think that's all you need is get a certain amount of signatures on a petition. You'd be good to go. Put yourself on the ballot.
Well, for the Green Party, I believe it was only 500 signatures you needed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and the Republican is about 700.
Mm-hmm.
Now for the regular election, it's like for a Libertarian to run or a third party to run for Congress,
mm-hmm.
in this coming regular election, it's like 10,000 signatures.
Wow, 10,000 signatures you need.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous, isn't it?
It is a little ridiculous.
That's democracy in America.
Oh, no. That's not good news.
That's what we're fighting for in Iraq, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
For democracy, the right to make the non-establishment parties make it over. Actually, that's how many. about 15 times as hard to get on the ballot.
Yeah, yeah. They don't make it easy, huh?
No, they don't make it constitutional either.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Yeah, that's you know, almost everybody except for your most establishment Republican type.
Mm-hmm.
You, if you're on the street trying to get signatures gathered, you know, for your candidate, and you mention that to them, people are just incredulous. They can't believe it. They can't believe that really happens in the United States of America.
What is this constitution you speak of? Is that in the fiction section of the library? Is that what that is?
There you go. Yeah, it's in the scrap heap of history section.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
There you go. Yeah, they're probably ancient history if they put the constitution in ancient history in the library.
Sure. Old never used documents section.
Pretty sad. Just sad.
It is sad.
Real sad, Lara.
It's horrible.
Okay. Well, so anyway, Ron Paulites, don't get discouraged. This is only the beginning.
Yes.
This is the beginning of a paradigm shift of a new movement, of restoration of freedom in this country, personal responsibility, freedom for everyone this time. And it ain't going to stop. It's just going to build, folks, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to try to get a candidate for Congress here right in this district. In this Hastert district, running against Oberweis and whoever, Foster, I guess, is the Democrat. I don't know who the Green Party candidate is.
Okay.
But should be interesting. Oh, by the way, my media coordinator, you have to call the station. John, call the station. I understand we have a guest today. Russell Means should be a really interesting guest, but I have no information of how we get a hold of him or if he's going to get a hold of us. Don't recall any memo on that. So, John, if you're listening, please call in ASAP. In the meantime, I do have some stupid and or outrageous or ridiculous regulations of the week. And this one isn't come to fruition yet, but I kind of hope it does. There is an affordable housing activist group in Brooklyn, New York, that are proposing eminent domain be used in a prime piece of New York real estate that is now inhabited by the Pfizer the corporation. Now, the Pfizer Corporation is the entity that was taking away, through eminent domain, the property in New London, Connecticut, the one that got to the Supreme Court where the Kelo case, where Mrs. Kelo lost. So it's like what goes around comes around. Maybe this would really be really interesting if this activist group could actually achieve that. I'm against eminent domain, but I'm also against what's good for the goose is good for the gander, so to speak. And it would be really a lot of fun to see Pfizer Incorporated squirm and squeal as their property would be taken away through government use. Yeah, if any government that's big enough. Now, what was it that Barry Goldwater said? I can't remember the exact quote. Maybe somebody remembers it. Any government, or it might have been Reagan, actually. Any government that's big enough to do anything for you is big enough to take it all away or do anything against you. You know, that's a paraphrase, unfortunately. So, and in other news, 70-year-old Betty Perry was accused of neglecting her lawn. She became defiant. She was arrested, handcuffed, and briefly jailed in July. This is in Utah, for declining a ticket for failing to water her lawn. She finally agreed to plead guilty Friday for disorderly conduct and paying a $500 fine. She also faces 6 months of probation. She was scheduled to go to trial Monday on a more serious charge of resisting arrest for refusing to give her name, accept a citation, or allow herself to be handcuffed on her front steps. Handcuffed. You have violated the rules. You must water. Usually they fine you for watering, folks. And here in Utah, she's being fined for not watering. Oh, God, this is just incredible. Quote, she ends up with a sentence that is very minimal and shouldn't intrude terribly in her day-to-day life, unquote. Prosecutor Andrew Peterson said, for our part, accomplishes what we set out to accomplish from the very beginning, which is to let people know who's really in charge in this country, folks. It's not the people. It's government. It's government bureaucrats, once again. But I'd love to see these feisty old ladies fight. So, okay, that's that in the stupid regulation world. Just one more point getting back to Ron Paul, folks. Again, this is just the beginning. We got at least two more states winning. And I think Ron Paul might be guaranteed a nominating speech. At the Republican convention, and wouldn't that be a lot of fun? Wouldn't that be great? Anybody who is on the fence, or do you know somebody on the fence, may I highly recommend that that you check out YouTube and check out Ron Paul's speech to the CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Committee. Their convention over the past week, Ron Paul gave a stirring, a wonderful presidential speech. He sounded more presidential, I would say, in the speech than I've ever heard him at any time in the past. And it should be mandatory viewing for all who care about this country. Hopefully we're going to get that on DVD and just distribute it for free, because people need to see this. I actually saw, as an aside, amazing to me, Ann Coulter, you know, the ultra-conservative right-winger, Ann Coulter, actually in a response to a question answer somewhere, said something about Ron Paul was a question. I don't know what the question was, but her answer was, Ron Paul's a very smart man. I don't think I'd want to listen to him too long, or he may convince me. And I'm sure she's referring to his foreign policy. So even Ann Coulter is opening her eyes and her mind. Yes, folks, this is just the start. It's just the beginning. Hopefully we are going to have American Indian activist Russell Means on. Russell Means has a very interesting history. He's part of the American Indian movement back in the early 70s, where there was this confrontation between the Lakota Sioux Indians and the Indian Bureau of Affairs, which actually resulted in some violence. The Lakota Sioux have a history of defying the U.S. government. In response to the violation of so many treaties by the U.S. government to the Lakota Sioux. And Russell Means actually ran for the nomination of President of the United States for the Libertarian Party back in 1988 against Ron Paul. And on the first ballot, I think lost by something like one vote. It was really, really close. So it's kind of interesting that that these two individuals, Ron Paul and Russell Means, are back in the forefront of political activity right now. Ron Paul, in the more traditional sense of running for president, Russell Means, who is now being active in the establishment of the Republic of Lakota, and what they've basically done there is they've declared their sovereignty. They've seceded from the Union. Because of all the violations of all the treaties, and they're declaring themselves an independent nation. So that's going to be really interesting. Oh, and I kind of got ahead of myself. In the meantime, what Russell Means has been doing is been doing movies. He was actually, if you saw The Last of the Mohicans, Russell Means was the last Mohican. So. A very interesting individual, and we're going to have a lot of fun. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. We will be talking to Russell Means after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. 2/3 of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president
and re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and I'd like to welcome to the show right now, how do you introduce them? American Indian activist, Hollywood star, and real fighting libertarian Russell Means. Russell, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you, and good morning to you for us.
Good morning. I'm sure you don't remember. I doubt if you remember this, but you and I and our my significant other and your wife had a really nice chat back 20 years ago on Puget Sound in 1988, you know, off of in Seattle there,
right.
During the Libertarian Convention, we were on that cruise, that evening cruise, beautiful evening cruise on Seattle Sound, and had a very enjoyable conversation with you at that
Thank
time.
You.
At any rate, you were the candidate for president of 1988 with the Libertarian Party. The nomination.
John, Freedom Rings need your help.
And have a really very interesting life and past. Now you are at Lakota Sioux.
That's correct.
And you were part founder of the American Indian Movement.
That's correct.
Back in the early 70s, and I guess it's come to, you've come back to your roots, so to speak. And from what I understand, you're at least the spokesman. I don't know if you're, how much you're involved in the actual implementation of this, but from what I understand, the Lakota Nation has basically seceded from the Union.
No, we haven't seceded because we were never part of it.
Okay, very good. All right.
We have treaties. We withdrew from our treaties and agreements with the United States of America. Even though the United States has continually attempted to diminish our sovereignty up to and including December 2007, We continually hoped and we used every method available to us in the United States, from petitioning and voting to armed struggle to get the United States of America to live up to its own laws, especially its Constitution. But it refused to do so. So after 155 years, we decided we've had enough. Our people are in very real danger of disappearing, being exterminated. And so we had to move for independence and freedom. So when we withdrew, we legally and lawfully returned back to the position we held prior to the signing of the treaties, which is free and independent.
What were some of the violations of the treaties by the U.S. government?
Well, there's a host of treaties, but the two principal ones are the 1851 and 1868, the last two treaties signed by the United States of America, which included all of the Lakota. There's three divisions of our nation linguistics, and that's the Dakota, the Nakota, and the Lakota.
Okay.
And so the last two treaties covering the Lakota are the ones we withdrew from, along with the previous ones.
And these, I mean, specifically, what kind of violations happened with these two treaties?
Well, there's a litany of violations, but the first one is fraud. And as you know, there's no in the international law or in national law of the United States, and in any law in the United States, there's no statute of limitations on fraud. But you see, in 1851, they had decided the Cherokee case and Cherokee versus Georgia. And in that case, the Supreme Court under John Marshall decided that we were domestic. They pulled this concept out of thin air, but they said that we were domestic sovereign nations. Under the jurisdiction of the United States. Well, that wasn't what we...
How can you be a sovereign under jurisdiction of the United States? I don't quite get that.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And as far as Indian Affairs is concerned, they've taken illegal concepts out of literally thin air. There's no precedent for these concepts, like plenary power over Indian people and this concept of domestic, dependent domestic nations. So based on that, that's fraud. Because we had these last two treaties the United States of America begged us for. The first one was so they could get a highway, literally, a highway through our country to the Montana gold fields in 1851. The second treaty, the 1868, was when we defeated the United States of America on the field of battle, and they begged us for peace, so we gave them a peace treaty. But that one is even fraudulent, because on the way back with the treaty, way back to Washington, D.C., they stopped in Chicago and changed it.
They've done that with the 16th Amendment, too.
Because of these gross violations of fraud, that's one reason. The other reasons are the average age of the Lakota male is less than 44 years. That's the lowest in the entire world.
Wow.
The average age of the Lakota woman is 47. The diaspora of our nation is that about 70% of the Lakota people are refugees in our own country. We've had to leave our homeland for jobs and homes and food out into America. Especially that was done under the illegal forced relocation program under the Truman and then Eisenhower administration implemented it, and that was the forced relocation for over two decades. They put our people and all Indian people on federal Indian reservations into relocation. Then there's the fact that one out of every four Indian child born in America, including the Lakota, are fostered or adopted out to a non-Indian family.
Forcibly?
Some of it forcibly. Most of it is forcibly.
Wow.
The state government, for instance, in South Dakota and in the rest of the state, the state government will come into a family. They will have X number of children. They'll choose one child, take it away, and claim the parents incompetent to raise this child.
I see.
And it'll disappear. The child will literally disappear. There is Lakota law project out of Hot Springs, South Dakota, that has documented not only this but the other crimes on the reservation. But this is what has been a factor since the 1960s, this losing one out of every four children born. That's the future. Our suicide rate is 800 times the national average. Our infant mortality rate is 200% higher than the national average. And that infant mortality rate includes people who are, before they reach the age of one, they die.
Also, I remember in the past you talking about forced sterilization.
Right, and then in the 1970s, there was forced sterilization of our women, where 42% of our women were forcibly sterilized. The other thing is, the final thing that is the most, that is absolutely as crucial as any of the other statistics, is that the average age of a fluent speaker is 65 years of age. If we lose our language, we lose who we are. We lose our worldview. We lose our connection. We become like the black Americans. And that is, we haven't any, and like the white Americans, we haven't any cultural ties to our homeland. We haven't a language. We've just become a lost culturalist people. And in America, that has resulted in the manifestation of greed and poverty, immense poverty.
Okay, so you're taking action, and I guess in a sense redeclared your independence and declared your sovereignty as what, the Republic of Lakota? Is that?
Yes. The fortunate thing for us is the institutionalized racism of the United States government. Because first, you know, they're ignoring us. And that's a huge thank you for us. Because it allows us to increase the strength of our foundation for the reemergence of our nation. And in doing so, it allows us to take out time out and quell the fears of the non-Lakota in our country, because we want to work with them. We want to preserve the American rural way of life. We do not want the multinational corporations coming in here and buying up individual farmland and just killing the entire rural way of life, which, as you know, for decades now, the family farmer and family rancher have been under vicious attack by the government and its corporations.
Absolutely, and the estate, and one of the worst things that happened is this estate taxes. When the patriarch of the family dies, the rest of the family can't afford to pay the estate taxes, the death taxes, what they are, and are forced to sell. And as you say, then they're bought up by corporate entities.
So at any rate, and it kills the rural way of life. The rural towns are dying, and everything's being concentrated in the rural cities. And the brain drain is immense. You know, South Dakota is the only state in the union that continually, with every census, loses population. So it's, and I imagine North Dakota is similar and the rest of the plain states. But the point is, in our country, we want to save it. We want to work with the non-Indian in our country. And with all the foreign governments, we want to work with the state government, the county governments. We just had a meeting last Saturday, which we extended an invitation to the governors of the five states and to all county commissioners, but not one of them showed up. 25 Indian people showed up. But that was fine with us. We just went on and educated the 25 who were there. And in our culture, we have what is called the moccasin telegraph. And so when one person, they represent a clan, or in our language, a Teoshpai. So that clan gets the information, and it's spread, and our news is, and educational messages is spread out that way. So in reality, you multiply that 25 by dozens, and you get an excellent result with our moccasin telegraph.
Now, well, see, if you're sovereign, it seems to me that as you're becoming a productive entity, the federal government is going to suggest that you pay income taxes to them. Which I'm you're not intending to do if you're a sovereign nation.
Well, they're not going to be able to collect. I mean, the most beautiful thing about this is they'll have to take us into their courts. And their courts, and believe me, I have tried every way possible to get the treaties and Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. It's very important.
Right.
Article 6 states that the treaties are the law of the land. They
right.
are as important and as sacred as the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
They're equal to it.
Right, right.
So,
No court will take.
As a U.S. citizen, to get it into traffic court, to criminal court, to civil court, and they will not allow. Well, they in some cases. They've allowed it, but what they end up doing is dismissing the case on other minute
technicalities. Because they don't want to address the major issue of the
exactly.
treaties.
Exactly. They don't want to address ruling against the Constitution of the United States.
Now, that's interesting. Now, I understand you have a proposal to non-Native Americans. Which term do you prefer, by the way? American
well,
Indian?
I've never appreciated Native American, because that's a government term, and I
okay.
don't allow any government to define who I am.
Okay. Good enough. So American Indian is that. That's
exactly
okay.
fine. That's fine.
All right.
We are here, our Lakota. So
Lakotas have invited, from what I understand, non-Lakotas to come to your sovereign nation and enjoying the benefits of true freedom. Is that right?
That's correct. In fact, that was our first problem. Was a refugee problem. And you see, we don't call them illegal aliens or aliens of any type. We never have. We have the same problem we had in 1492. The Europeans, after that, trying to escape tyranny, coming to our land and seeking it, and we gave it to them, and the result was the United States of America, and in our eyes, most horrid result of the of our welcoming map, but nevertheless, yeah. that's our cultural way of life, part of our worldview, and we have the same problem again.
Right. I just said aside.
There are Americans and Canadians, and even from other countries that have contacted us through email and telephone. They want to move here for freedom. America.
It sounds very enticing. I was just going to say, when you mentioned 1492, it brings to mind my favorite T-shirt I have, which has American Indians with guns and arms saying, fighting terrorism since 1492.
Right, I love that too.
It says so much. It says so much on one T-shirt. It's so true.
Exactly. So with this new wave, and the other irony is, you know, all the politicians in the rural areas of America, you know, it's every big campaign on the issue of we're losing our young people, we're losing our people, we've got to have economic development, blah, blah, blah. Well, we have reversed that. All of a sudden, professional people, doctors, lawyers, nurses, teachers, engineers of all types, and computer engineers of all types, they want to move here. Farmers have contacted us. There's a man in North Dakota who wants to donate his land to us. There's a farmer back east that wants to sell his land and bring all his animals with him.
To the extent you're successful at this, do you think it'll come to a point where the federal government finds it necessary to start armed conflict?
Well, I don't know what entity. That's the beauty of having 60 million acres of freedom, is not the fact that we could run away, but that it's populated mostly by white people.
Mm-hmm.
So who's the enemy? Every brown person they see? Does that sound familiar? Does that ring true in America? Yes, they're afraid of brown people. And so what are they going to do? Pick us off on the streets of Rapid City or Bismarck or Miles City or Omaha? You know, it's a ridiculous concept that any kind of armed conflict could happen. We're not looking for confrontation. Mm-hmm. We don't want confrontation. We're following all the laws of the United States and the international community, which does not override
the law, never stopped
law of the United States.
The law never stopped the United States government in the past.
That's true. But however, the benefits of the non-Lakota, the white people in our country, is the finest, for example, the finest winds in America are in our country, in North and South Dakota. And the part of Wyoming. The finest winds in America that, once they're harnessed, just the ones in the Dakotas can light up every city in America 24/7.
Interesting.
The sun shines on the northern plains over 300 days of the year.
So solar and wind power could be a very strong
And so we already have investors who see that, you know, a free country, their money turns over faster and with more of a return in a freer country than ever. So we've been inundated also with investors. Now we're almost completed. We're on our way. We're very close to completing a contract with an American company that has foreign input also, and this company will help us with our alternative energy projects. We want to build enormous amount of wind turbines throughout our country, and we want to work with the coal companies, because the coal companies control 90% of the electricity in the West, but their mines are beginning to peter out.
Right.
There's a definite end to this coal economy. We're going to invite them in as investors, so we don't have to fight them. See, we don't want confrontation.
Right.
So what we're promising to the people of our country is they will have free energy, in essence. I mean, there will be a nominal cost, and that's natural, but it'll be far less, hugely less, than the energy costs they suffer under now today. So consequently, that's how we aim to get them on our side, because who's going to reject free electricity?
So you're proposing
our nation will be the first nation completely powered by the transportation being completely electric cars. You know?
Sounds fantastic. You're proposing something that the Democratic Party leaders are saying is impossible. They keep on saying we have to have all these taxpayer subsidies to pay for all these alternative energy projects, and you're doing it without a federal dime, aren't you?
Yes, and you know, it's our vision that we lead the world in this example. And fortunately, it's in terms of the rest of America, in a very sparsely populated, it's not going to hurt anyone for everyone in our country to have essentially free energy.
We're talking with Russell Means, the last of the Mohicans, 847-931-1410. Have any questions, comments, observations, give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones.
Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19 out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
Ever think that you should be getting more out of your computer? Maybe you need a go-to tech guy. A go-to tech guy is somebody who knows computers inside and out and can help you with yours. John Spazieri is a real go-to tech guy. John Spazieri is a 20-year tech veteran who can help you get more out of your computer. Need software installed and configured? Call John. Want to learn word processing or Excel spreadsheets? Call John. John Spazieri comes to your home, works with you one-on-one on your machine, and shows you step-by-step how to do things you've always wanted to do with your computer. Want to upgrade your computer? Call John. Need to build a wireless network? Call John. Call John Spazieri at area code 630-858-6933. That's 630-858-6933. John Spazieri. Make him your go-to tech guy. Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, 1 block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its Constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings talking with Russell Means about freedom and the practical applications thereof. Russell, there already had a caller who wants to know if the Lakota Republic has a website.
Yes, it's republicoflakota.com.
And that's L-A-K-O-T-A-H?
That's correct.
Okay.
But even if you left off the H, it would still steer you to.
Okay, excellent. All right, what do you say we go to the phones? We have John. Hello, John.
Hi, Russell. Yes. On your website, the borders of the Republic are indicated. I was wondering if any United States nuclear weapons facility fall within that border.
No.
What about the interstate highway system that does go through there? Would those become toll roads, or what type of situation do you expect there?
Well, without begging from the taxpayers any longer of America, that subject hasn't been broached, and we're too busy laying the and strengthening the foundation of the reemergence of our country. What we want to do, of course, is work, like I mentioned earlier, with all the foreign governments in our country, and those types of issues will be taken up months from now. Thank you.
Thanks for your call, John. So how is the Republic of Lakota, how is the government structured? I mean, do you have an elected...
Well, right now we have a provisional government headed by facilitators from the different areas, excluding our land in Montana and Wyoming. As yet, we haven't been able to recruit any facilitators for the provisional government from those two areas, but most of the areas in the rest of our country are represented. We now have ten facilitators who are running a provisional government. One non-Lakota, Jerry Collette, who was born in Worcester, Massachusetts, and used to live in Asheville, North Dakota. And when he called up, like a couple days after our press conference on December 19th, and wanted to would come here, and we said, "You're welcome. As a refugee, you're welcome to come here as long as you're self-sufficient." And that's how we welcome everyone and anyone that wants to come to our country, that you have to be self-sufficient if you want to be part of the Republic of Lakota. And you can have dual citizenship if you wish, which I would never understand, but nevertheless, you can. We're open to, this is a free country. So you can maintain your dual citizenship at your leisure, and but you work with us.
Okay, very good. We have Chris. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. Great show, great topic. Russell, I was wondering, how does education work in the Lakota Nation? And does it work like you want it to? What's your vision of how education should work in your nation?
Unfortunately, like the rest of America, we are guilty, but we were forced into it. But that's a long history I don't want to go into on this program. But what I say is that we throw away our children to these public schools, these government schools, and that's all we've ever had is government schools. So we throw, we have Christian schools, largely Catholic and Episcopalian. But nevertheless, everyone in America throws away their children. And we are all been thrown away ourselves. So I've started a total immersion school, a Lakota total immersion school on my land a couple of years ago, fashioned after what the Maoris did in New Zealand. It's an indigenous worldwide view. And we're tired of being totally immersed into an alien and deficient educational system sponsored by the government, especially on the Indian reservations, but the public schools also. And I, for instance, in my own life, as I explained in my autobiography, Where White Men Fear to Tread, I went through the school system of Northern California from the third grade on. And at that time, California was number one in the country in education, and the United States was number one in the world. Well, as we now know, this country is 17th in the world in education, and California is 43rd in the country. So the deterioration of public schools because of the government takeover of education, both state and federal, because when I was going to school in California, by and large, America was the schools were supported locally, and the local people had input into the curriculum and budgets of their local schools. No longer true.
And that's very unfortunate. We have to wrap it up, Russell. One more time, if people are interested in maybe joining the Republic of Lakota, how can they do that?
Well, like I said, we have our website, republicoflakota.com. The qualification to become a member of our nation is you're self-sufficient, and you're welcome. You're welcome.
That sounds great. Russell Means, thank you very much for being on the program today.
Thank you.
Okay, on to the quotation of the week. This is from H.L. Mencken. The notion that a radical is one who hates his country is naive and usually idiotic. He is more likely one who likes his country more than the rest of us and is thus more disturbed than the rest of us when he sees it debauched. He is not a bad citizen turning to crime. He is a good citizen driven to despair.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.